This is iCulture Radio on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio, brought to you by The Alliance, a professional association with a focus on inspirational lifestyle, culture, arts, entertainment, and music. This radio forum brings you culturally relevant insights and a fresh perspective on the entertainment industry. Your comments and questions are welcome during the broadcast. Call us live on the air at 404-355-8699. That's 404-355-8699. Now, tonight's edition of iCulture Radio. Here's Mama Glow.
WAEC, featuring well-known local...
Hey! Out there in radio land. How's everybody doing?
Your healthy lifestyle.
Earth?
Traffic, yes, ma'am.
Hey, we're here up in Pennsylvania. What's up?
Nothing much. We're chilling over here in Atlanta.
All right, now, and I got to my left, LaJuan. I got to my right, Yasmin, who's going to talk about education. And that scripture is Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he will go. Finish that, Earth D.
And he will not depart from it.
You better say something right now. We are excited. You call us out there, call us in at 404-355-8699, because don't forget, our lunch and launch party is coming up. Give them a shout-out, LaJuan from Philadelphia.
Hello, everybody.
Give them a shout-out, Yasmin.
Hi.
All right. We're about to do this. And don't forget to reach out to us or give us our Facebook and Twitter address.
That's right. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/iCultureRadio, as well as Twitter/iCultureRadio.
All right, that'll get them to us, and we definitely want them there at that lunch launch party. So this is what we're getting ready to do. We're getting ready to go to some music, and we'll be right back. Who's our guest on your end, Earth?
Oh, I'm so excited. We got Dr. Angelita Howard from Euler Heights University with us tonight to talk about inspired education.
Inspired education. Don't go anywhere. We got some great music. We'll be right back.
We are here.
We've been going through in the past two. I haven't spoke with you, but the first four, that was all we do. You were always on my mind. I remember how we used to be, but I let the world discourage me, and I started falling off, tripping, slipping. Thought that I could do it on my own, but I was wrong. Myself in a messy. That kiss should have ended the day when I went in. Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. I wanna walk in your favor, protect and surround me with your love and mercy, the Lord.
It's your girl Erica Kumbo, and you're listening to iCulture Radio. That's radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring culture.
And now we're back.
Woo! I'm telling you, that was some hot music, right?
That was some hot music. I'm telling you, Walking in Favor.
Yes.
By Margie Jane, Paradise by Jeff Sparks, and Straddle the Fence.
That's right, Miss Unique. Absolutely, absolutely. We're so excited tonight. As you know, we always like to keep it fresh and, you know, with a nice, diverse sound here at iCulture Radio. So you always can expect to have a little bit of urban contemporary, some jazz, and some hip hop. So that's how we do it over here.
You know how we do it. And it's, you know, and on that note, and I know our guest is there and it's, you know, coming up, but I want to go ahead on and introduce to the world Yasmin, who is 16 and online school. That's a new form of education. Okay. Yasmin, how's that happening for you?
That's nice.
Yeah. So you're a 16-year-old student that's in attending school online. Is that high school or college or a combination?
High school.
Okay, great. That's awesome.
And what are the differences? What are the differences that are now available to you being online? Is it better? Is it worse? Is it okay? What is this new urban online high school?
It's better because instead of us having to get stuff in, turn in that night, we have like a whole 3 weeks to turn it in.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I wish I could.
What about getting up in the morning? We're in Philadelphia. You know, it's a lot of snow on the ground. What about getting up, going through, trudging through the snow?
Yeah, there's no walking. We can stay home.
All
and
right.
Wake up in time to go to our classes, and we're fine.
And, of course, you know, with all of the fighting and things at school and all of the horrific things we've heard, is it much more safer, do you feel, to stay at home and get your education?
Yeah.
Urban schools, new way. Now, LaJuan, how's that working, do you think, as it relates to ministry for women that you were going to do?
The online, I guess, would give you more access to be able to see how other women are living across and have a different picture. That's what I'm seeing now. There's only one picture that people are continuing to have in their minds of, you know, of just many, you know, shorts and skirts. And I just don't see it being positive, you know, just locally anymore in the schools. So with it being online, you know, you're able to just continue to have your family living as being raised, you know, and then you still are able to just log in and, you know, get your one-on-one with your teacher, email the teacher any questions, and it just allows you to continue, to me as a parent, to continue to raise my kid and let them do their schoolwork, because, you know, the schoolwork is just 5 minutes, actually. But whoever their surrounding is a lifetime impact on your life.
What do you think about that, Earth Day?
You know, what I love about that is the perspective of, you know, a parent guardian and the child that is receiving the training, and the freedom and, you know, options that it gives you to be able to still get educated, you know, in a safe environment. You know, it's convenient and accessible. So, online education really does give people another method to still get their needs met. So, you know, and we're all about that, you know, technology, how it all plays and interrelates with, you know, the different things that we have as responsibilities, whether you're a parent or you're a student. You know, education does, it's vital. It plays an important role in being able to have access, you know, via more than one avenue is always great.
Yeah, and that is Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he goes, he will go, and when he's older, he won't depart from it. It's just that we're blessed to have this type of technology, so we don't, while we're training them, hit with a bunch of pit bulls, or while we're training them, we don't have them out there being the gladiators of yesterday, just trying to get through school, or even with President Obama's wife, Michelle Obama, and the lunch menus and things that have gotten horrific since our days, you know, them just going to get a decent meal is like, okay, what they serving today? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
French fries, cold, chopped up, it's not well balanced. So those things are affecting the longevity of our children in urban culture, getting where we need them to go, which would be the new educators of the land and getting where they need to go. So kudos for urban culture, online schools, and oh my gosh, I can see it to be, they may well be walking around Earth with cell phones and training.
Hey, I mean, you know, the way technology is going, and then our educators are, you know, being careful to stay ahead of the trends and really, you know, integrating that into their programming and, you know, so they're being savvy about how they're putting things together. And that.
Oh,
you know,
that word savvy. Savvy.
Yeah.
Savvy means sneaky.
No. Savvy means smart. Absolutely.
Savvy means smart and sneaky in this country, but you know, you ain't heard it from me.
No, I heard it from you. I want to shout out a couple of folks as we proceed. Definitely want to send a shout out to our brother, Rick Black, who couldn't be with us tonight. He's ill. Yeah, so y'all pray for him. Keep him lifted up that he gets that healing he needs, so he'll be back with us next week. And
all
then
right.
My girl, Marjanae, who is the artist of that first song, excuse me, that other song y'all heard earlier,
Walking
in
Favor.
Yeah,
favor.
She's out there listening, so I told
What's
I'd give her a shout out.
Call us in, 443-55-8699. We want to hear from you.
Absolutely. Well,
and don't forget the lunch and launching.
Absolutely. I mean, I really want you all.
We're going to educate more at that lunch launching.
Absolutely.
If they get to our luncheon and launch party, April 19th, 11 a.m., Jonesboro Road, C-Plus. Go to our website, iCultureRadio.com, and you can get all the information. You buy the tickets online. Get there. We're going to have so much more informative information and a 1 minute or in it live
version of the 1 minute or end it. And those who comes away with the title at that show will be featured.
Yeah,
on
bring
the
them
radio.
CDs on in there to us.
Yep.
But you got to get your tickets so you can bring those CDs so we can take a listen and then get you some airtime. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Well, let's go to a few more songs and a couple commercials and we'll be back.
All right.
The Alliance, formerly known as UGA International, is proud to debut its brand new image and name to the world Friday, April 19th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Be in attendance when we host our lunch and launch event here in Atlanta. We want to invite you to lunch to help us launch out into the deep. This event is designed to introduce you to the new and improved Alliance and showcase all we have to offer to the urban inspirational industry and the community. The Alliance Lunch and Launch, Friday, April 19th. 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Purchase your tickets for just $7 in advance at the iCultureRadio.com events page or pay $12 at the door. Join us. The entertainment revolution is imminent.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
Right, we are back live at you, Earth Deep yes. From the ATL.
Yes, ma'am. Holding it down for y'all. I miss y'all tonight. Y'all got me here all by myself.
No. We from the chilly Philly. Ursula, I done ate so much hoagie. This is ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness. Bring me one back.
Bring you one back?
Yeah. Well, no, that's okay. I don't need it.
Well, I wanted to... First of all, let the people know that we hosted another round of voting this week. Mm-hmm. On 1 minute or ended, but y'all didn't go to Facebook and vote.
No, they didn't.
So, you know, after this talk time, we're going to have some great comedy coming up, but y'all are going to need to go. Tell them where to go on our Facebook page.
Y'all need to go to facebook.com/iCultureRadio. And this is a campaign that's for you guys. You guys get to pick and tell us as consumers what you want to hear, whether Absolutely. It's good or it's bad. If it's great, you can vote 1 minute, 1 minute. And if it's not as great, you can vote end it. But you guys decide.
We'll get you tuned up. Right. Come to the lunch launch party if you don't make it. We'll get you some extra information to get you there, okay?
That's exactly right.
Well, I wanted to ask Luan another question.
Okay.
Because she had a vision in her to educate females mm-hmm. about just style and life and beauty and bringing that inner beauty out so that it expounds on the outer. Talk right. to us about that, Luan.
Well, you know, there's kind of a need out there where I think the young women look at each other and become jealous or envious of one another because the fights are catty. And, you know, then I look and I see now how they want to expose so much starting at such young ages.
Wow.
And what I'm saying is it's a misleading mental, you know, mindset. So I'm thinking, you know, if to get them to, you know, kind of, change the way that they're, you know, looking at what they assume is making them pretty or, you know, look nice. It's to educate them, you know, by supplying the need, you know, so we should do some nail classes and hair grooming classes where they can come and get new styles, the up-to-date ones, you know, and maybe get the manicures and things of that nature, because sometimes the need is a financial mm-hmm. offset right. in the home where, you know, mom isn't able to send her to those type of things to care for herself properly. Right. So you're just grabbing the first things you can that, you know, are too small and definitely not appropriate to just, you know, try and blend in or try and make yourself, you know, look nice. Because everyone wakes up, you know, and you don't feel well if you don't comb your hair or brush your teeth before you leave the house.
You know what, Luan, I think what you're talking about is so key to what we, you know, we're trying to do with this iCulture Radio and iCulture Movement and ILEA, because what our culture and how we believe really represents is not unlike the culture that's already existing, except for we do it without compromise. So, you know, it's very possible for us to be chic and cute and have it going on with all our clothes on. You know, the hair is tight. The shoe game is, you know, popping. And, you know, there's no compromise. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know how they have AA meetings? I'm thinking more of, you know, just beauty seminars.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
For young adults.
To educate
young women.
And
you know,
educate.
But when they come, I wanted to have supplies and things of that nature. But I want, you know, and it's so easy to get different vendors to donate, you know, the nail, the hair.
Absolutely.
You know, so we can do it together. And even with the cooking classes, because, you know, you can get your direction changed so easily,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think they don't have a direction, you know, and they're just, you know, like I said, just trying to, because everybody wakes up and wants to be at your best. And whatever you can do that is going to make yourself feel at your best, you're going to do it. You know, and like I said, the tank tops and are exposing too much. And, you know, and I'm pretty sure, you know, Mom would buy a better brand or a nicer if she could.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, if I'm able to do things in that nature, you know, and having the supplies available for the young ladies,
mm-hmm.
I think it's going to kind of, you know, be a mentorship as well.
And that's some great education right there, training up that individual in the way he should go. And when they get older, wherever AJ started Earth, they're not going to fall away from it. So
yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Awesome.
Earth?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Oh, okay. How about you had left me, look?
Uh-uh.
Billy, I can't find you. I can't reach over there. Don't be quiet now. Wait a minute.
Right.
Don't do that. Okay, but those are the things we're talking about. Is the doctor on the phone yet?
Yeah, there.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you all so much for having me tonight.
Yes, I'm excited for us to, as we transition, you know, from secondary level into post-secondary education and undergrad, we're excited to have you to talk about the things that are going on for, you know, the higher level students and the collegiate students on that level. Beulah Heights in the community is doing a lot of great things, not only locally, but internationally. And so we're just excited to have you with us. Tell us about yourself and Beulah Heights University.
Well, my name is Angelita Howard, and I serve as the Vice President for Academic Development over at Beulah Heights University. We're located at 892 Burn Street over in the Grant Park area. We're near the zoo, about 5-10 minutes away from downtown. So we're centrally located in the heart of Atlanta for students who commute. And also, we have a full online program. The young lady earlier was talking about online and how convenient it is for her.
Yes.
Well, that transitions to the post-secondary. We also have online education. So we offer undergrad degrees,
mm-hmm.
associate and bachelor's in both religious studies and leadership studies. Newly, we have a bachelor's of business in administration, so that's the business side. We also offer masters of arts in both leadership studies and religious studies. We offer an MBA, Masters of Business Administration. We offer a Masters of Divinity. We more recently began to offer a Doctorate of Ministry this fall. And this January, we started offering a nonprofit. The nonprofit certification is for students who are in the graduate program who may want to add those classes, or just someone who finished college and they just want to know a little bit more about nonprofit and understanding the business, and they want to get a certificate. They can come in, take the 6 classes. They don't have to necessarily have a master's degree and or obtain a master's degree and get the nonprofit. But we offer classes for working adults,
right.
students who are coming right out of high school, people who cannot come to campus. We are online. We have students over in Liberia. We have students over in the Congo.
Wow.
Yes, we have students over in Congo. In fact, one of our listeners, Dr. Teresa Harvey, just came back from the Congo from teaching over actually in Brussels. We have students from Brussels who will be here graduating this May. They will be with us for a week. We have students over in Brazil. So,
wow.
And we have a huge population of Asian students.
Yeah.
So our school
is
very global.
Yes, it is.
Yes, that is totally global.
I'm excited because as an alumni student from Beulah, I have a couple of degrees from there. But I know, Dr. Harrod, you have a special offer for our listeners, but we're going to go to some more music and come back to you and talk a little bit more about Beulah Heights University.
Okay.
All right.
Let's hear it.
This is what victory sounds like. Richard Dauphin. Sam Trax. Sound My Music. This right here ain't just a song, but this is a declaration of faith. This is what they've been waiting on. This is what you say in the midst of your storm, you feel me? Let's go! It's been a long time coming, I'm busting right out the gate. Got my full armor on me, I'm fighting this fight of fate. I'm overcoming adversities, urgently praying fervently. Focused not up on now, but focused upon eternity. Earthly treasures gon' pass away. I ain't chasing vanity, this world is fantasy, but the kingdom is my reality. And my mentality set on doing just what I got to do, even when my assignment seems like it's mission impossible. Dealing with all these obstacles, but I know a God who is more than capable of make the impossible possible. So even when I'm going through,
now in the world they don't care who they lay with now.
They don't care.
In the past or is draped up putting on his makeup, man, let me break it down. We know the world but we sleeping on God like a pillow top, man, we need to wake up now. Cause the world looking at us like nah. We don't want nothing y'all gotta offer. All we see is you divorced and broke, and don't believe God wants you to prosper. Being broke ain't humble, newsflash. Being rich ain't driving a new Jag, popping a new tag, copping a new bag. Being rich is God is my dad, father, opera. No mask, Phantom of the Opera. So sad, I refuse to be that. Abusing, confusing the masses when we compromise for the cash and at last. We on the inside of a man with a tool. Thinking it was
me. There's not a day that goes by when I don't think of you. You're on my mind all the time. Oh Lord, you take my very breath away, and I can't explain what I feel inside. I'm so alive. Oh, what joy is within me when I'm in your company. Intimate security.
It's your man Willie Mo Jr. from the Willie Mo Jr. Live Show on YouTube. Make sure you keep it locked right here on iCulture Radio. Radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, inspiring culture. Don't turn that dial unless you're turning it up. Flat out.
860 AM WAEC Atlanta.
All right. They were jamming.
Yeah. Y'all want to know, that was Still Standing by Richard Dauphin. New project by him. He's going to be with us out of New York for our Lunch and Launch on April 19th. I Will by Mouthpiece featuring Philana Barton, and Where You Are by Trish Stanley.
Yeah, and we want to be taking callers.
Yes.
We got some great comedy, so make sure you guys, you know, stay tuned, do what you do. Doc,
I mean, I don't know where you're traveling about, but can I get in the suitcase? I'm trying to get to one of them countries.
Absolutely. Come on and join us. We'd love to have you.
Mama girl wants to go, Doc.
Yeah.
We can do it live from abroad, right?
Absolutely.
Right?
We'll take the show on the road.
Yeah,
and Dr. Howard, you can tell the listeners, you know, I was a student there, so, I can basically back up everything you're going to say, but tell them how easy it is to get enrolled at Beulah Heights.
Yeah, I want to share with you all who are out there about education and how important education is to your body and to your mind. The other young lady was just talking to us about educating our body. Juan was just talking to us about enhancing our body and not feeling that you have to wear low shirts and wear these different things and look out of place or out of order. You can walk like a lady, look like a lady. That's what education does.
You can build your confidence.
Absolutely. You can enhance what you're doing. And that's what we're there at Beulah Heights University to do, to build your confidence, to enhance your strength that you already have. We are trying to add on that layer of confidence, add on the enhancement. So Beulah Heights University welcomes everyone. If you have completed your high school, the education, received your diploma, or even GED, we will take you. We will accept you. We want to change lives. We want to help change lives.
Mm-hmm.
So many schools sometimes say, "Well, you can't come here if you have a 1680 on your SAT, or if you don't have this GPA." Well, we understand that everyone is not going to have a 4.0 GPA coming out of school. We understand that everyone is not going to have a 1700 on their SAT. So what we have done is to say, you know what, we're going to help you. We're going to help you get to the next level. So I invite anyone who's interested to come to Beulah Heights University, either online or in the classroom. Visit www.beulah, that's BEAH.edu. Again, that's Beulah.edu. Or call us at 404-627-2681. We have a summer semester starting May 20th. We're also enrolling for the MBA, which will start in just a couple weeks, a new cohort. I guess maybe, I don't know when our next break is, but we'll talk about, if you enroll for the summer, what I'm willing to do. If you heard us on iCulture, if you reference iCulture, when we come back, I will definitely share with you what we are wanting to do or willing to do to help you come to school. Mm-hmm. I was a single mom, went through school, went through undergraduate. Mm-hmm. I did it. So can you. It
absolutely
has changed
Amen.
My life.
Amen.
It changed my
All
life.
All right.
At an early
yeah, that sounds
age
good.
To go
yeah,
and
that's
do
so
it.
Good. Well, look, this Mama Glow talk, Doc. I mean, I'm gonna be under the table, but I'm going abroad with you. I'll be back in a minute, but I'm going with the doc.
No, I tell you what, you stay right here with me. You go online, and I'll help you out. We'll take a trip. We'll just take a trip. That's cool. And Dr. Howard, you know, I esteem this young woman very highly. She's fairly young, and she's achieved a lot. She holds a very prestigious position at the university. And, you know, she alluded to some of her own testimony. But tell us a little bit about, you know, your background, Dr. Howard, how you came up and, you know, the things that you've accomplished since being at Beulah Heights.
My background, actually, I started in education. Well, actually, I wanted to be nurse until I went to a particular site and my stomach couldn't take it. So I started off in education, teaching 2000. I was teaching in the middle school. I left around 2003. I had my daughter, went back to school, completed my doctorate degree, went to started teaching at local universities, and it just amazed me how God continued to open up doors for director positions. Mm-hmm. I went from teaching.
Don't make me stop.
Yes, 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 from working, from teaching to going to a coordinator's position, director's position, and then coming over to Beulah Heights. I came to Beulah Heights. I was actually only 28 years old, hired as a vice president.
Wow.
So I encourage people, I encourage women, no matter how young, how old you are, to go for your dreams. I didn't think that I was going to get, I never thought about being a vice president at that age. In fact, I never sought after the position. I simply went there to teach, and doors just opened up.
Amen.
And that is what happened. I became the vice president. And since being there, we've just been able to grow our online program, where we're actually not offering just classes, but we're offering degree programs. We've been able to extend our degree programs that we offer. Prior to me coming, basically what we didn't have secular degrees. We had more degrees that dealt more with religion or leadership in religion. Now we've opened the door to business. So understanding that there are people in the church, even from the pastor on, up or down or however, that need that business education to understand how to run a business. Church is not what it is, what it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
Right.
You have to understand accounting. You have to understand human resource. You have to understand 501c3. What does that actually mean? What can you do and not do legally? So many things. You have to understand the legal jargon. So I have just thoroughly, I'm grateful for the opportunity that I've had to work at Beulah Heights University and to learn and to grow, to make mistakes, to learn from my mistakes, and to continue growing.
That is phenomenal. Wow. Well, we've definitely got a lot more to talk about tonight. Mom, you still there? You hanging on?
Yeah, did you hear what LaJuan said? Go ahead on LaJuan.
When
I come and visit it, man, I'll be trying to come and visit Beulah Heights. It sounds like somewhere I know.
Okay, that's a date, Dr. Howard. You heard
good.
It.
Yes, we will have lunch when you come.
I received that last time. We're ready to go to a break right quick. Stay with us, Star Earth D. You got to go lock in the ACL.
You know it.
Because I got to go lock in the Philly. Do the doggone thing.
All right, Maestro.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
The Alliance, formerly known as UGA International, is proud to debut its brand new image and name to the world Friday, April 19th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Be in attendance when we host our lunch and launch event here in Atlanta. We want to invite you to lunch to help us launch out into the deep. This event is designed to introduce you to the new and improved Alliance and showcase all we have to offer to the urban inspirational industry and the community. The Alliance Lunch and Launch, Friday, April 19th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the C Room in Forest Park. Purchase your tickets for just $7 in advance at the iCultureRadio.com events page or pay $12 at the door. Join us. The entertainment revolution is imminent. The UGAI Community Improvement Corporation, or KIC, is a 501c3 organized for redefining ghetto fabulous. You heard that right. UGAI KIC is most concerned with strengthening, empowering, and enhancing the quality of life for individuals and families of urban communities. UGAI KIC is providing scholarships to students desiring careers in the urban inspirational music and entertainment industry, creating music programs in schools that have limited to no music programs, providing mentoring and leadership resources, and programming to challenge individuals, single-parent households, and urban neighborhoods and communities.
UGAI KICK is providing various tools and resources to bridge success, wealth empowerment sessions, and educational seminars to transform disparaging financial positions, closing the digital divide, a Dress for Success clothing closet, and spiritual gifts and an entrepreneurial program. To find out how you can get involved, support, or donate, visit UGAICIC.org. That's UGAICIC.org.
What's up?
By the way,
of
Broderick Rice,
you might laugh it up. Yeah, yeah, but I do want to say this. You guys, make sure you get your tickets to this lunch and launch. I'm excited to have GMC and Aspire TV in the house to help us really, really try to launch this urban inspired television and film projects. Anybody that's gifted in this area and you have projects you've written or you've recorded and you're ready to put it on television, we're going to have someone in the house to really talk about how you can do that and better facilitate that. As well, we're going to be looking at offering some discounts to people who want to help us out on our nonprofit side. If we have some programs that we partnered with, youth arts programs and some theater programs and Salvation Army. If you're going to donate to them, either some type of art supply, band supply, or cash donation, we're going to let you in for free. How about that? Okay. So be looking for those details on our...
We blessed to be a blessing.
That's right. Be looking for those details coming up on our Facebook page either tonight or definitely tomorrow. All right. So we're going to get into some comedy right now. So y'all hold on to your seats.
It whooped me for 3 days. And she said, and then after she finished, she said, now dry it up before I give you something to cry for. What was the last 70, 80 hours about, huh? Had me running around the house singing songs like this. Oh, she touched me. Yeah, Lord. Now I'm a comedian. Some people say there's no reason to have laughter in the church. We're supposed to be serious. You know what I'm saying? But the Bible says to everything there's a season, time, to every purpose. I thank God in these next few months we get a chance to laugh. Now, people who don't like to laugh, they are what I call flowing in the pathetic. I didn't say the prophetic. I said the pathetic. Because they try to act like they're really deep. But they're really not that deep. Let me give you an example of somebody that's flowing in the pathetic, how they flow. They'll tell you something that everybody already know. Play something soft and metacrational. I know the word is meditational, but I'm flowing in the pathetic. Yeah, I'm going to act like I'm deep, but I'm really not. You might have somebody pathetic right on your rug. Somebody in the pathetic, they'll look real deep, and they'll tell you something. Please, play meditationally. They'll look at you and tell everybody something we already know. They'll say, you know what? This just came in my spirit. And they always got to have that look like something stink in the room. They'd be like, And then they say something that everybody already know. And then they act like everybody should be slain. They say this, they be like, hallelujah. The Lord just told me to tell you, tomorrow is Friday. Nah. I grew up in church all my life. My father's a pastor. My father before him was a pastor. All of my uncles were preachers. I'm talking preachers. Even the dog would preach. I'm saying, we'd be walking down the street, we'd rub on the head, and they'd be like, bow wow. Oh, bow wow. Cats and mice was getting saved and delivered. Well, one thing I used to hear the preacher say, he used to say these words in my little Baptist church. He said, this is when he wanted to make sure that people didn't start leaving. He said, I'm getting ready to close. lady said, I'm getting ready to close. Y'all don't hear me. But I holler like, oh, I'm getting ready to close. Yes, I am. And you know, I was sitting there as a little boy wondering how many doors does this preacher have on this message? Because you know, at a certain time, the people of God want the preacher to be like Pharaoh and let God's people go. I'm about to let y'all go. Y'all know I love Christian television. How many of y'all love watching Christian television? I know y'all do. Yeah, I love watching Christian television. I watch Christian television so much that I start imitating some of the people I see on Christian television. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Fred Price.
Listen, those of you watching me by television. Listen, some of you don't like what I'm teaching, but listen, that's why you're still broke.
And then I love after he do that, he said,
now listen, don't get offended. See, I didn't call your name.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Rod Parsley. Hello, everybody. I'm Pastor Rod Parsley, and I'm so excited to be with you today. Some of you listening and watching right now, looking down your long religious nose, I'm telling you, by the end of this night, you're going to be the main one dancing on top of the table with a lampshade on your head. And don't you worry, I'll be right back here tomorrow, right here on Breakthrough. Bishop Eddie Long. Pastor Joel Osteen. Well, I'm just so excited to be here with you today. And just want to let you know that there's no reason to fight and get into strife. Just love your neighbor and just get along with them, because if you love your cat and if you love your dog and if you love your spouse, everything will be just fine, because there's no reason to fight. Just keep loving and keep going forward. I'm Pastor Joel Osteen. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop T.D. Jake.
Come three people say, get ready.
The devil mad now. He thought he had you, and now you're having a good time. Come on, tell him. Oh, yeah, clap your hands. God is a good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let us now go all the way to the island of Fiji with Pastor Benny Hinn. Precious people, lift your hands. Hallelujah. Lift your head and sing it again. Hallelujah. Dear Jesus, I give you praise. Hallelujah. Oh, thanks for your anointing. Just a whisper. Listen. There's a lady, you're watching my television. I want to tell you something, keep watching. My favorite part is when the praise reports come in, because I'm telling you, they're really excited. I love to hear the praise reports when they say, Pastor Benny, this lady says she's been standing in line for 3 days. She said when she got here that she couldn't hear well. Well, in the last few moments, she said that she can hear out of that ear. Hallelujah. We give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody like the Winans family? I like the Winans family, too. I like the Winans family. The Winans family can sing real good. I'm going to sing this and I'm going to close. Marvin Winans can make any song sound good. Marvin Winans can take his ABCs and you'll feel the Holy Ghost. Marvin Winans can sing his ABCs. He'll be singing ABCD, EFG, AJJ, LMNOP, yeah. Q, rubber, S, C, U, B, W, X, Y, and there's a Z, O. Now, I said my heart, hey, 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 tell me what you. Tell me what you think of me, Roro. Y'all remember, laughter is good medicine, so make sure you get your daily dose. Come on, put your hands together. God bless you. I love you, TBN. I love you, New Destiny. Zach. Come on, put your hands together. Amen. You are watching, even in the TBN audience, TBN family, Ecclesiastes.
What's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to iCulture Radio, radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring culture. Holla back, yeah!
All right. That was Broderick Wright Rice with impersonations of different preachers. So I hope y'all enjoyed that. We really wanted to make your heart merry this evening. Mama Glow.
Miss LaJuan.
Hey, LaJuan. Dr. Howard.
Yes.
You still hanging on with us?
Yes.
Awesome. So I definitely.
I wanted to see when Broderick was on her, so I had to wait to the end. Because I had a pastor that he totally missed. But, you know, I ain't going to say nothing about that because they just left one of my favorite all-times out. But he was killing it on the pastors. Okay?
Yes, that was phenomenal.
You got and Miss Luana know about them hooping pastors we came up with.
Uh-huh. He don't know about that.
Okay?
Well, we're going to follow suit at the lunch and launch. We're going to follow suit at the lunch and launch with Mr. Willie Brown and his friends, Woody, Uncle Rufus, and Aunt T. They're going to give us some comedic presentations at the lunch and launch. So y'all be sure to get your tickets. I'll be checking the Facebook page and the website for some of those discounts we're going to offer to you guys. And we're looking forward to have a great time networking, really unveiling the new alliance to you and showing you how you can get your ministry, your artistry, and your business in line with the way that urban culture is moving. So, Dr. Howard, tell us again how, you know, as far as financial aid is concerned and even the college's accreditation, what students can expect.
We are fully accredited from TRACS and ABAT, so you can come and know that you're in a good school that will transfer to any school or just about any school that you want to attend, any other school that you'd like to attend for maybe graduate school or postgraduate. We offer financial aid. If you're not working and you want to go to school, come and go to school. Even if it's not Beulah Heights University, go to school somewhere. We want you to come to Beulah Heights University. But if you cannot, if you're not in the area and you're not comfortable with going to school online, please go somewhere. We offer financial aid. We have financial aid. We have both the Pell Grant. So if you're not working or have low income, then you could probably go to school for free and still have a check in your pocket. We also have financial aid loans if you are working and you need some extra help to pay for your school. That's an option too. We offer military financial aid, so tuition assistance. If you're in the military, we accept that. We accept tuition reimbursement from your job. Ask your job. If you're employed, ask to pay for your school. Because we have business, they may pay for your school. Ask them. Also, if you're listening tonight to my voice and you hear me on iCulture, if you call the school this week or next week and say, I heard you on iCulture, I'm going to give you a $500 scholarship for you to come to Beulah Heights University. So if you heard us tonight on iCulture and you reference and you say, I heard you on iCulture, I'm going to give you $500 scholarship. So come on in to come to Beulah Heights University. Come on in. Contact my information. I'm Dr. Angelita Howard. The phone number is 404-627-2681. Again, that's 404-627-2681. Or you can find us online at www.beulah.edu. That's Beulah Heights University. www.beulah.edu. I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to you enhancing your education. And I'm so thankful for this opportunity tonight to be on the show with you all, you ladies tonight. What a fantastic night.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we definitely want to do all we can to facilitate students getting educated, because it really is such a great experience. You get to know people. I wouldn't trade my time at Beulah Heights for anything in the world. It came at an opportune time. Even I wasn't expecting it, and it has brought such richness to my life as a student. And I feel like, you know, I'm forever in the learning process. So we want the listeners to find out more about Dr. Howard. We have an extended interview that we'll be posting at the iCultureRadio.com website. So you guys go and check that out. Be sure to call them and contact them and get enrolled today. Okay. Mom?
We want you to visit our website. Please, come on and come to the lunch and launch party, because you ain't seen nothing yet. iCultureRadio.com as our website, lowercase I. Ursula, tell them where they can find us on that Facebook and
it's
Twitter.
It's Facebook
page.
And Twitter / iCulture Radio. All right, I think that's going to do it for us tonight.
Well, hey, all had a blast. So for Miss LaJuan, Mama Glow.
Thank y'all.
In the Phillies, hey, and we're not going to forget our 15-year-old Yasmin.
Thank you, Yasmin.
School. Yasmin, yes.
Thank you, Dr. Howard. Good night.
Hi, Yasmin.
Thank you for listening to iCulture Radio. If you have questions about the broadcast, or if you'd like to be featured on the show, please call the Alliance at 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to iCultureRadio.com. On Facebook, search for iCulture Radio. And be sure to join us every week at the same time, right here on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio.